This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. We're about to talk some hoop with you. The 214 asked mid-Sandler interview, can Gavin just hang up on him now? LOL. And no, I would never do that. Obviously, you know, Sandler is a treasure. It's an honor to have him join our show and spread his baseball wisdoms. But I do appreciate, you know, the nature that remark comes from. I don't mind that at all. Okay, let's get some hoop in here, though, because there is so many plates spinning here with this Mavericks topic tree now. Less than 24 hours later, it's still just as exciting, maybe more. And here's the chief to break it down.
For the first time in a long time, we cut the lights out, we put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when Walchuk enters a rim sesh with those tan lines off the cruise ship, and basketball is back in the Big D.
It's back, baby.
Cooper Flagg is going to be a Maverick. And when we went to bed last night, I think we all had questions. I think we woke up this morning with some questions. Mm. Yeah. And then our guy, Tim McMahon, hopped on the Sports Center and gave this information, something we all needed to hear.
Yeah, and I understand that there's going to be speculation about Giannis. This type of historically dominant player potentially being available on the trade market. What I can tell you is Patrick Dumont, the governor of the Dallas Mavericks, recognizes the gift horse that was delivered this franchise that, frankly, after the Luka Doncic trade, had massive business concerns, had significant long-term concerns with him owing the picks from 27 to 30, either outright or via swaps. He recognizes just how much Cooper Flagg would help mitigate those concerns. Again, it's a gift horse. The Mavericks are not going to look in the mouth. The Dallas Mavericks will be picking Cooper Flagg with the number one overall pick.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That's exactly what we all needed to hear today. Goodness. I do think it was the worst part about last night, having to see the inside the war room cam or whatever for the Mavs and seeing Nico just explode with excitement.
Just a happy Nico.
Yes. Wasn't that like the yeah. only downside yeah. to last night is knowing how happy he is?
Because as a fan, you can't trust him, right? And Nico being here represents anxiety. It represents PTSD in the sports world as a fan. I think the next move has to be getting rid of this guy. At the very latest, by the end of the draft, you know, yeah. so fans can have hope and can have enjoy these great moments without worrying that Nico's going to screw it up.
Would you trade AD?
Yes.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Would you trade Luka for AD and Cooper Flagg?
Luka no. for AD and Flagg?
Yeah.
So you just reverse the trade?
I just by you trading away Luka, you essentially took your team from a playoff team to a team that was a play-in team.
Yeah.
So now you have to look at the trade as potentially you traded Luka for KD and Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, if I could go back and wave a magic wand and the trade never happens, I'm still doing that. I think the Mavericks would still be playing right now and have a chance to win the NBA Finals.
So
this
season. You're saying no, you would not.
No.
Okay.
Now I don't know how good Cooper Flagg is going to be.
Well, we're talking about him like this type of basketball player that.
Yeah.
I know Dawson has his concerns. You know, I mean, he's saying a really, really good player.
Now, in fairness, we'll see. He's a better prospect than what Luka was coming out. There's a reason Luka wasn't the number one overall pick. But Luka has proven to be an all-time great caliber player. Now, Flag is a defender, the caliber in which Luka can never dream of being. But Luka has an offensive game that maybe nobody else in the league can even strive for. So it's tough. I would go back and just rather have Luka Doncic.
It's a fantastic question. I would probably just lean Luka as well, because this Mavericks team is ready made if Luka was still here. You could feel like, okay, actually, yeah, next
still
year
playing.
Still playing, but that's in this hypothetical, this year's done. We're trading now.
Yeah.
We're doing this now. So now I'm looking to next season, and I'm just now I'm crossing my fingers Kyrie does come back, because the rest of this roster with Luka is legit.
I'd be open-minded to it. I want to know what I could get for those combination of assets, because I think I'm losing the trade if all I'm getting back for those two is Luka. Plus, I can't lose a trade brutally to the Lakers again. They've already pulled my pants down and spanked me, humiliated me, right? Emasculated me. Now I'm going to let them get a better part of the trade? No.
So you got a one, and you got Max Christie, too. You got a first round pick out of this trade. So you got a I think it's in 29. Am I right about that, maybe?
Yeah, 29.
So you got a first round pick, you got Anthony Davis, you got Flag and Max Christie for the Luka trade. You feel like you got value now?
I mean, the value is somewhere in the neighborhood of okay, acceptable in a vacuum. Right. But the value is I have to look myself in the mirror at night as the worst negotiator that just got B slapped by the Lakers. And I can't do that.
And the 4-6-9, like, you still got to hide a Luka on defense. They had built this team to do that.
Right. This team is ready for
that. That's what I don't think. Like, if you want to complain about Luka not playing defense, fine. Nico did an excellent job of building this around Luka's deficiency. True. Where you had PJ Washington, excellent defender, right? You had Lively, you had Gafford, good defenders. He did a good job of filling this roster with competent defensive pieces that now Luka isn't a huge liability on that side of the floor. And he's also given you 30-point triple-doubles pretty much every night, it seemed like. So, I mean, for those that are pissed about Luka not playing defense, I get it. But the way this team was constructed, they were the best team in the Western Conference.
They just saw the Lakers, though, play in a playoff series with him, and he was horrible.
Yeah, and the Lakers were not constructed anywhere near what the Mavericks were. The Mavericks were a better basketball team than the Lakers with Luka Doncic. They would have beaten them in a series.
Yeah.
And Luka, he might have played worse with the Lakers defensively than he ever did with the Mavericks. That's what's annoying about him. We've seen him flip a switch and be competent defensively. He just showed no reason to want to do it with the Lakers, and that team didn't have the depth that the Mavericks do, and they didn't have the supporting cast and the starting five that the Mavericks did around him.
So here's the way John Hollinger of The Athletic paints the Cooper Flag picture. He tiered all the prospects. Tier one, all alone by himself, is Cooper Flag, and that tier is titled The Dude. He says that best prospect on the board. Doesn't guarantee he'll have the best career because stuff happens, but anybody who says he shouldn't go number one is an unserious goofball. He says Flag was quite nearly the youngest player in college basketball this year, and in fact, he would not have even been draft eligible if he were born just 11 days later than what he actually was born.
Wow.
So that's pretty ridiculous, but also the best player by a considerable margin. He says won every major award, led the NCAA in BPM, and led all non-centers in the PER category. He's a multi-position player on both ends, one who had extremely high rates of assists and steals for a player of his size, drew fouls at a gargantuan rate for a guy whose shooting was a question mark. He also shot 38.5% from three, 84% from the free throw line. Nitpickers will point out 52% shooting mark on twos and a proclivity for spinning into traffic rather than getting all the way to the cup on a straight line. His in-between game and post-up still need work. Whatever, he says. Flag's medium case scenario is a day one starter who becomes an all-star by the end of his rookie contract. The best case scenario is special. So that's the dude in the draft all alone in the tier one category. I like that right up there. Now, here is Duke head coach John Shire talking earlier on SportsCenter about his thoughts on Cooper Flag and now being most likely to the Mavericks.
Well, for me, the first thing I thought of is he gets to be with Derek Lively.
Yeah. You know,
Derek, as a head coach, was the first guy to get drafted. So to go from the first lottery pick that I've coached to, you know, who I think is going to be the number one pick, That's a pretty special thing to think about those two guys together. Obviously, Kyrie, the Duke connection as well. I think Cooper would be incredible there. And it's crazy. I mean, we never talked about Dallas. We never it's amazing how things work out. But it would be an incredible spot for him.
Yeah, it's wild to think about. What does he need to work on at the next level?
Well, I think that was the most impressive part for me when you think about the fact that he was supposed to be in high school last year. Mm-hmm. And just his maturity, his approach every day was so impressive. Look, he's got, of course, he would tell you every part of his game he can get better at. But I think the main thing is just continuing not to defer. You know, I think as a rookie, especially when you're on a team with Kyrie and AD, if that turns out to be the case, Cooper's at his best and the team that he's on when he's fully himself.
Okay, so that's an interesting point about him, and I think that's the one thing when you start talking about one of the reasons why Luka is on one of those very, very special tiers is the assassin nature in which he plays the game.
Yes.
Big moments, clutch moments. He knows, hey, get me the ball and get out of the way. I'm going to get this bucket right now.
Yeah.
And that's not really something that you can teach. And I don't know if Cooper Flagg necessarily has that. He came across like a guy who did want the ball late in a clutch moment, but he didn't always come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he missed some shots and stuff, or slip, fall down.
The game that they lost. Yeah. That's his head coach telling you the tendency of being more of a facilitator than, hey, like, let's not forget you are the dude. John Hollinger just told us, go ahead and take over this thing. So from a personality standpoint, that's something that we'll have to learn, and he'll have to mature into something maybe that he's not quite right now. So I think that's one of the interesting things about him and what we love so much about Luka, all the special things, but you knew late in the game this dude was an absolute killer, and he was ready to let the road crowd know about it after he put the dagger on him.
Yeah, and it's like in that late game or that late shot clock situation, you have tools at your disposal that can get you an easy look. I mean, part of it's psychological, like believing in yourself or having that killer mindset.
Right.
But the other thing is when those guys turn the corner, like your Lukas, your Ja Morants, like the path of least resistance glows. You know, and for some of those guys, it's still the fog of war. They see arms and rotating defenses, and he's like, crap, I don't know what to do. So he stops and then turns around and shoots. And, you know, for me, that's the biggest difference. And I don't think you grow from like 18 years old to 25 years old and figure that out. I think you are either born with that as a basketball player or hockey player or soccer player or running back, or you're not, you know. Like, how clear is the path through the traffic? And Cooper doesn't see it.
So here's Cooper Flagg talking with GQ recently about who he models his game after.
I think somebody I've said for a while is, like, Jason Tatum, like, offensively. Like, the way he changes his pace, uses his body. Defensively, I watched Jonathan Isaacs a lot from Orlando. And just the way he's versatile, you know, guarding. I think that he just uses his body really well to block shots and then just cover ground and be able to sit down and guard guards. So those are two that I really liked watching this past year.
Okay. So that's his thought on it. Now, he was at the combine. He measured in at 6'7 3/4 barefoot, which is basically 6'8, 221 pounds, 7-foot wingspan, and his standing reach was 8'10.5". Actually grew nearly an inch in the past year and added about 12 pounds. So that's part of the excitement as well, just how young he is, perhaps still growing to some extent. But this is a very, very exciting time. And I wanted to throw this out there. I haven't gotten to actually listen to it, so I don't know the total context. Tomorrow, I'm sure we'll be able to provide a little bit more. But Mark Stein on his All-City Dallas program said there's a very decent chance the Mavs are going to explore the trade market for PJ Washington.
Ooh.
That is the reality.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, hey, Tim Cato did say small forward when talking about Cooper Flagg. So maybe there is a scenario in which he could play the three, you have AD playing the four, and then they go Gafford and Lively as the five. I mean, they can mix and match a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But
either way, you have too many, right?
Yeah.
Now, I would say who's the 9th or 10th best player in our team? Let's trade that guy, not the 4th or 5th best player in PJ Washington. But it might be an economic deal. Like, long term, we're not going to be able to afford to keep PJ Washington. In order to keep Anthony Davis happy, you know, is Mark Stein talking to somebody who's very Nico friendly or assumes Nico's going to be in charge and we're keeping Anthony Davis there at four? So we want to preserve his spot. Like I would be wanting to, let's trade Anthony Davis. Let's have Flagg and Washington together. You know, there, that gives you youth, that gives you more versatility, that gives you more dribble playmaking, which we do need. you know, especially with Kyrie Irving being the only point guard on the team still.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going for more of a youth movement here, and at 26 years old, PJ Washington fits that bill.
Yeah,
much more than Anthony Davis with the injuries and the age. So I agree with you there, but that is something to consider. And tomorrow I'll probably have more information on exactly what the plan is.
So that's Steiny right there, a longtime Mavs insider.
Oh yeah, he's in there.
These days you go to McMahon, you go to Cato, you go to some other guys, but for the long term, like Mark Stein lived around the Mavericks organization for decades, and his influence and insight still resonate. Okay, when we come back, we'll hit the expressway, get you caught up on everything developing in the world of sports. We'll look at tonight's Game 4 matchup in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and then you hand off for the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up starting at 5:30. We're back with all that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Out here in the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. And this segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. By the way, if you disagree with me, the text definitely has your back. The 214 says Gavin is a straight hater with bad takes. That's funny. So trust me, your voice is heard. Yeah, Greg Henson, original G-Bag show back in 2010, he invented the straight hating half hour just to give me an opportunity to get all my hate out. This is 15 years running.
That's therapeutic for you, huh?
214. Yes, it is. It is. It feels good. You know, it's cathartic to get it out.
It feels good. Right.
Just to be, and I appreciate you guys listening, you know, and keep me accountable at times when it needs to happen. I like that. Okay, Cowboys have a scheduled release live stream tomorrow. It starts at 1:00. They're trying to make as big of a deal out of this as possible. I still have a hard time caring. You know, I like the Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson stuff today. I was kind of with Sandler where I'm like, yeah, we know who they're going to play, and it sucks.
I know,
right? They
got to
play two brittle divisions.
The schedule release segment that I had planned for today, you wanted to punt on that one. I hear you. I think like people like it for scheduling purposes. Those that are like the obsessive fans like myself that plan their life around this thing.
People are trying to figure out the Vegas trip right now. Okay.
The Vegas trip, like a road game maybe you want to go to. Like, hey, when's the bye week? Can I schedule maybe a vacation there or let the wife
know? Yeah, your season ticket holders, obviously.
Yeah, there's, that type of stuff.
You know, 50,000 of them running around. You have schedules to make, and I get that. I guess, you know, just without being in there, I don't know where the interest is for the regular fan. Brian, can you help me out there?
I used to get like the best passes to Jimmy Buffett when I was in Milwaukee. They had this Summerfest, and there was a girl who ran the marketing department there, and her family were Packer fans, but they lived in Chicago, and they always wanted to come to the Green Bay Chicago
Jimmy
game.
Jimmy Buffett concert?
Well, no. I got the opportunity to go. The trade-off was I would just pick up the phone and go, October 6th.
Okay.
And then hang up.
Let her know what day the Bears played the Packers.
Yeah. And nailed she it. And that way she could get, but that way it was early. It was ahead of.
She got the jump on the hotel booking.
She got the jump on the flights, the hotel booking and all that. And then I got to go to Summerfest and stand basically like row one there. Mm. So there was always kind of a trade-off.
That's a great trade-off. I mean, I just like looking to see where, I mean, is there a tough stretch in the schedule? Are you going to a cold weather environment in December?
We do it for like pre and post game show stuff.
Well, yeah, like the selfish reasons.
We're not into the night game. The night game is hard on us.
Yeah, the weekday night games screw us pretty good.
Yeah, so you always kind of wonder how many of those Sunday night games am I going to have to deal with?
Miro is back tonight, game 4 of your Stanley Cup playoff second round with the Stars up 2-1.
This is.
Bully Melrose looking for 5-time G-Bag of the Day status here coming up in just a couple of minutes. How confident are you right now, Wolchuk, that they're going to take the 3-1 lead and all but punch their ticket through to the conference finals?
Crotch first. This is what Bully Melrose predicted. You know, this was one of those where you're going to go up 3-1. You're going to go back to Winnie, and they're not going to go down easy. So then you're going to have to come back to the AAC, and then you're going to go ahead and get this thing done in 6. I mean, first time since January 28th that Miro is going to be playing. The barn's going to be going absolutely crazy. I'm envious, Eric. You're going to get to go there tonight. I wish I could be there with you.
I know. I wish you could, too. I was thinking about trying to sneak you into my man purse.
Maybe I should have. Yeah, I think
so talk about that.
I think I could shrink a little bit for you.
I believe you can. I've seen you do that. I've watched you shrink right in front of me.
The one thing I've been thinking about, though, is I do want more fights during playoff hockey. I miss that. You know, you get a couple of guys, they get locked up together.
They're so close. Is that a player thing?
Yeah, it's just that they don't want to get into the penalty box. They don't want to do, I like the roughing up. You know, I like a good tug of war.
Even in the playoffs, don't shy away from the box.
You know, you
dude.
Circle each
it's
other a little bit.
Time.
Then somebody gets a good jab. Then somebody just, you know, you get a little tired. You fall on one another. You say, hey, that's good, boys. So you go back to the either side of the bench.
You know, you might see a fight tonight if Dallas wins this game, say 4-1.
I could see the Jets get a little scrappy.
Like Jets at the end, just trying to send a message to their team. Like, we need to play a little tougher. We need to play a little better going back to Winnipeg.
Okay. Wyatt Johnston, though. That's the guy we got to look at tonight, Bri. Okay?
Okay.
Tomorrow's Wyatt's birthday. Now, do what you want with that information, says the Stars. Leah Simakopoulos coming out here. Wyatt scored 2 goals. Stars took a 3-1 series lead over Colorado last year at this time in the second round. 5-1 win, day before his birthday. Put it down. Wyatt Hattie tonight.
Let's go. Let's freaking go, dude.
Okay.
He's got a track record.
Let's ask the question
now. Proof's in the pudding.
Wyatt Hattie, what hat is Eric going to throw?
Ooh, oh, that's true. That's true. I'm wearing that's a great observation. I have a couple of other hats in my car.
Can you throw a hat from the suite you're going to sit in tonight?
Yeah, just in case you need to bring a hat that like you're okay with partying.
A throwable hat.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case.
How many hats that are thrown don't make it onto the ice?
Yeah,
cuz like the lower bowl's getting peppered with hats.
I would help if you were throwing a hat from the upper level and I saw it.
You'd be the relay man?
I would throw it.
Okay, cool.
That's meaning that I have better seats than you. That's big the kind of guy I am.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to be, though. I'm not going to be the guy walking out of the building with a hat on tonight. If a hat trick, if the Wyatt Johnston prediction.
And don't do
walk
it.
A shame.
Don't leave early like I would do.
I will not leave early.
Don't leave early.
Nope, I will not be doing any of that. We are 1 hour from Rangers pregame here on The Fan. Jack Leiter on the hill against the 7-win Rockies. LA Live's coming up in 10 minutes. Let's get into the Pimp Cup here where Lucius has your G-Bag.
Get it ready. Get it ready. Get it ready. Ready. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there on the interwebs or you hear it on another TV station, a radio station, I do not care. As long as it's entertaining, funny, crazy, a crash out, something, give it to me. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is LuciOus on Facebook, which is still sad, by the way, y'all. Every time I go to Facebook, I'm like, this is a sad-ass app.
Yeah, man, everyone kind of surprised it's still up there.
It's the graveyard. Yeah. It's the obituaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, bro.
It is.
It's so sad.
It's where I go to post stuff that I feel like needs to be out there, but I know would be boring to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, well, I posted it.
I do like how you can have a conversation on Facebook. Wise, but other than that,
the messenger app is nice.
Is
you
it?
Know, it's a way of keeping in contact with somebody.
Is it?
Like, yeah. I don't have that person's number. I bet I can find them here.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, you're right about that. Navigating messenger is awful because once you press back, you're lost again.
I have no idea what's going on. Yeah.
All right, follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Bully Melrose. He's in the building. He's back in flesh, live in flesh. Let's get into the proceedings.
Count on me, L.A. King Stanley Cup champion Barry Melrose. I'm telling you, Game 7, get Miro out there, boys, all right? Get him back there.
I don't want a Game 7.
I don't want a Game 7 either here, Brian, all right?
I don't want a Game 7.
None of us want a Game 7, Brian.
I don't want a Game 7.
Captain freaking obvious. Get home. Don't come home and have to go ahead and play Game 7. Oh. Nobody wants that, Brian.
Get his ass, Barry.
Everybody wants to win Game 6, Brian. Ding. We want to end the series tonight, Brian, but if you have to.
Was that a little Canadian accent?
If you have to, pizza. The board.
It's Barry Dan Melrose.
Good old Petey.
It is Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated in Game 7.
Petey's
undefeated, and they're going to get Miro back there. It's going to be incredible. Game 7 at the AAC. The barn's going to be a rocking.
I think that's Bully Melrose, actually.
Let's go.
I can't say anything to that.
But we're not going to have to worry about it. They're not going to need Robo. They're not going to need Miro. This thing's going to end tonight. Game 6.
Let's go.
Gwendolyn Duchesne, they're going to get it done. Otter's pitching the shutout. Screw you, Kale McCarr. Screw you, Nathan McKinnon. You boys ain't got bleep on us. Texas hockey, baby. Let's go.
I love Broadus not realizing what's happening in real time.
Oh, wait a minute. I work with Billy Melrose.
Yeah, that is Barry.
Wait. Oh, my gosh, Barry, where'd you come from?
What's going on here, guys?
What the hell?
Oh, I'm sorry, Broadus.
No, man, I was hoping I'd get a trial update from you today, Lucius, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching. I have been watching.
There has been some. I just looked over.
It's crazy.
There's like a some lot testimony. Of urine? Well, there's a lot of urine. Testimony about where products were put on people.
Oh, yeah.
Product placements
after said events.
Post-coital.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's crazy stuff, bro. Yeah.
Mid-coital.
Yeah.
Pre-coital.
When I say John Kruk, you guys familiar with that name?
Yes.
Krucky. Phillies.
He got a text from his broadcast partner's son while on air. Have you seen this, Eric?
No, okay,
he's looking at me like you've seen this one. Yeah.
Broadcast partner's son.
Yeah, he got a text from his broadcast partner's son talking about how do I prepare for, like, what do I eat to prepare for, like, a doubleheader?
Oh, that's a great question.
good question.
King Swings, by the way, is a great company. They provide the swing sets around the ballpark here, but also down in Clearwater as well.
Don't you have one?
I have one also, yes.
Phillies?
Phillies, yeah. It's got a broadcast booth in it.
That's good because your son just texted us.
Which one? Patrick?
Yeah.
So that means we've heard from everybody except for the Braves.
Well, he didn't offer anything other than the fact that they have a day-night doubleheader and what he should eat between games. I don't care what he eats.
Did you tell him that?
Since he's a Mets fan, I hope he chokes a little bit.
Jeez. One in one.
But since he's your son, I hope it's not fatal.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
That's great.
That's so good.
It's not fatal.
What would you say? I mean, Uncrustables? Is that probably the move there?
I've never had an Uncrustable in my entire life.
Oh, they're delicious.
Dude, okay.
One in my entire life, bro.
I just welcomed Uncrustables into my household. My kids tried them last week for the first time.
They're
going crazy.
They've gone berserk.
Yeah. Dude.
They want it for everything. Breakfast, snack, dinner.
Running straight missions to the kitchen while you're not looking.
Yes, dude.
Go in there and I'll wash the closet to make sure.
Lucius, they're incredible, bro.
I'm keeping my eyes on the hall. Just go in there. It's above the kitchen.
Aren't they like 1,000 calories?
Not that many. They are pretty rich, though. I mean, you're basically eating dessert. It's just disguised as lunch. Yeah, I've subbed it for like the popsicles when they're going for the popsicle. Might just
there you go.
Uncrustable, dude.
Yeah. Are you keeping them frozen?
Get some protein
keeping
in there
frozen.
Still.
Yeah.
I got to see those things.
They're good.
Dude, they're awesome.
I got to check them out, see what they look like. All right, let's see here. This is not one.
Winner.
It's not one, really. But I was listening to the Cam and Mace sports show. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, they almost had Mace. They would have got your moment, right?
Oh, really?
He was like, I don't want to go on record saying that because, I'm not on record. Anyway, you're here. Yeah, he believes Indiana like that.
need so much more to beat this Indiana team because they're playing with purpose. It looked like they're trying to win the East. It doesn't look like they're just trying to win this series. I wouldn't be surprised if they win this and beat whoever else is in the East. I'm not going on a record of that.
You actually already won a record that said that. You said whoever wins this series is going to beat whoever wins the next series. You're on the record.
Okay. Well, I'm off the record.
That was amazing.
Well, I'm off the record.
Well, I'm off the record now, Cam.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's funny stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm off the record. Ralph Kiner. Ralph Kiner's son.
Yes.
Ralph Kiner's son was on television. Ralph Kiner, the baseball player?
Baseball player.
Okay, all right.
Is it Ralph Kiner Falefa? Exactly.
His son was on television. Listen to this, bro.
Story of Ralph, the family man. Yeah. So what can you tell us about Ralph as a father, the type of person that the public didn't know?
Well, I would say that I'm in the lucky sperm club because my dad is such probably one of the greatest ambassadors of baseball that's ever lived.
Yeah.
Lucky sperm club.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Us as Mavericks fans are in the Lucky Balls Club after last night.
Okay, okay.
Balls.
Okay. I see what you're doing right there.
Well
right
done.
Down.
High five.
He did it.
Family show.
Yeah, I'm mad at that.
He's got a lucky ball.
Yeah. I was thinking like Bronny or something like that. Lucky Sperm Club.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah, Michael Irvin's son, they'd be rapping.
True that.
You grew up in a gated neighborhood.
Eddie Jones.
Yeah. All right, one more before I get out of here. Saints fan made a diss track.
The Saints. Tired of these bitches, man. Winners. It's 7 p.m. on Friday. It's 6 o'clock p.m. Man, the Saints so pick up trash. Sick of that sorry ass GM. All these stupid pick up dicks. GM gotta be smoking dick. We've been garbage way too long. It made me pick up sick. Chris Olave always hurt. He be getting his Mac. No, we should've got Shadur, but we got a white ass quarterback. We in the sorriest division, and we still in blink of ass. Every time I watch a game, the other team put belt to ass. Drew Brees need to spin a block. We ain't won there since he left. We would've got a ring of friend. Ain't that cheating ass ring of breath. Sick and tired of being a fan. Gonna switch my stick up team. Hold on, we made the Super Bowl. Psych, it wasn't for stick up ring.
I love this genre. It's good stuff here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the sports hype-up songs like Winnipeg does, it comes off corny.
Oh,
but when you're just mad at your team for losing and you're complaining about it with bars, it's good. Yeah, the belt to ass line. Is it the bully, our four-time champ, looking for five right here on the doorstep of greatness, John Kruk, hoping his partner's son chokes on his lunch but survives. Cam tells Macy's going off the record. That was pretty funny. Ralph Kiner's son on TV saying he's in the lucky donor club there, and Saints fan diss track is nominated as well. I'm going to vote for our guy to make it five, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, I thought Krucky was doing a nice job. Gave it all he had, but give me the bully Melrose.
Blazers?
Yeah, I got to do the right thing.
All righty.
I'll go Krucky.
All righty. Brian?
Yeah, I'm going to do Krucky as well.
Oh,
by a score of 3-2. And
I feel like it was kind of a D move to vote for myself.
Now know? A 5.
Mike Bassett, what? He put the crown on that.
Yeah.
He goes
voting
first.
For myself.
Yeah.
Hey, that's me, boys. I'm awesome. All right. Salute to Mike. He'll have Rangers TV tonight. Jared Sandler and the guys have your Rangers radio call coming up at 6:30. But congrats to Woolchuck. Coming off vacation, has the vacation energy, the tan.
Woo.
He's very relaxed and has been firing takes all day. And now he's a 5-time G-Bag of the Day champion.
See that, Bobby?
Congrats.
5 times. 5-time champ, Bobby.
That's how you do it right there.
Woo! Thanks, boys.
And it's time for all of us to be winners as we go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
It is a Toxic Tuesday.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk. It'll
take
make
that
you dance
take
some
take
everything.
The American government doesn't care about you until they find out how much oil you have. Like, we didn't care about Iran or Iraq until we found out how much oil they had. We didn't care about Libya. Nobody cared about Diddy.
Until they found out how much oil he had.
Uh-huh.
until we found out how much oil he was sitting on. Like, damn, old boy got more Johnson & Johnson than a COVID vaccine center.
That's amazing.
Boys, wow, man, wild times out here. This is LA Live for Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. Yes, day two of the Diddy trial. I have been keeping up with Diddy. Diddy, run, girl! It's just crazy because his whole family is there supporting him. Yeah. And I'm talking about this trial is salacious. You got to hear about some wild things they about your pops, or your son, your uncle, your boss, whatever.
Maybe a stay away.
God, dumb, bro. I'm talking about some wild things.
I want to know if Cassie's new husband is in the midst of all this.
Did she just testify? You said today?
Yeah, she was on. Yeah, she was testifying earlier today. I don't know if she finished up or whatever. Like, I don't know. But yes. Her husband has to leave, or at least that's what the defense. Defense asked, could he leave? Because we don't want her to get caught up in, like, not explaining things right because he's there or whatever. Yeah, straight up and down.
A lot of people scared of him. That's what I learned today.
What, Diddy?
A lot of people scared to talk in front of Diddy. Tell the truth.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
God. Gotta be to pull off what he did.
I mean, you know, we're still trying to figure out what he did. Yeah. Because he's saying, I might have slapped a few girls and WWF a few. Might have been Royal Rumble in the crib. But I'm not a trafficker.
That's right.
That's fighting for your life.
That's not me. That's not me.
I may have DDT'd that broad, but I didn't traffic her.
I'll grant you the DDT. Tables, ladders, and chairs. The DDT, the T does not stand for trafficking.
Bro, that is fighting for your life right there, dog. This is the Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time listeners. Welcome in, last time listeners. Welcome in, long time listeners. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. When I say Will Clark, what comes to mind, boys?
First baseman.
High pitched voice.
Rangers.
Yeah.
Giants.
I like that.
Mississippi State Bulldog.
We're 100% talking about. We are 100% talking about.
He's toxic too. It's Toxic Tuesday.
I had no idea. Okay. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I did not know that Will Clark was just toxic. Either.
I had no idea. Came across my timeline. I was like, wow, son. Yeah, former first baseman, San Francisco, the Rangers. Podcast is called Deuces Wild with Eric Burns. Is that a former baseball
former
guy?
Former outfielder. Yeah. MLB Network.
Yeah, bro, he's a wild boy. Like, every take is a hot take.
Burnsy is a wild one, dude. Like, he used to
Burnsy's a wild guy, too, so both these guys are wild together.
As a player, he would come on sports radio and just tell crazy stories about stuff, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
They might need a balance, just in case, if they want to be successful with this podcast, because, bro.
Yeah. It's going to get eyeballs, and it might get canceled.
Yeah, it's definitely on the cancel list. It's teeter-tottering. Will Clark is. He's not a fan of hitting coaches out here. You know, like, go to the Little League games or a high school game or something like that, or, you know, some phenom is working with a dude. Will Clark is just picking it apart as he's looking at it on the timeline, and he rants about it in his pod. Listen, bro. I mean, he starts off with three curse words.
That's what these idiots are teaching now. They're teaching this for you.
Wait, listen, bro.
Can't even get through a sentence. Beep, 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 beep.
That's what these idiots are teaching now. They're teaching this when you hit the catcher like this. Look what happens to your front elbow. Your front elbow comes up, your back shoulder goes down. What the f*** do you think's going to happen? There's no way you can get on top of a high fastball unless you f***ing roll. They got no f***ing clue what happens with a baseball that's moving. That's why these motherf***ers never played.
Jeez.
Shank and all the rest of these piece of s***. Y'all are trying to teach, and you can't teach because you couldn't do it on your own. But I'm going to show you how it's done, motherfucker.
Let me show you.
Whoa.
Yeah, he is really bitter.
He's a cowboy.
He's angry.
He's ripping Little League coaches?
Yes. Yeah, bro.
Just volunteered.
These idiots, they don't even know what they're doing. They couldn't hit the ball off a tee.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, semi-pro former minor league players who are getting $200 an hour, you know, charging, you know, rich parents who have dreams in their eyes. You see it everywhere.
This is like the Cody Deckers of the world, stuff like that.
Exactly.
Cody Deckers. Yeah, my man be ripping, dog. And he's sitting in his garage.
Yeah.
And what is those little backstop situations where you can practice? I missed the joke.
The T-ball?
I missed the joke.
It was a fire-ass joke. Now I feel like I'm stepping on it.
So the clip he played the other day of that Cody Decker guy and the BetMGM ripping him.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Okay, I got
That's
it.
Why I just
He did not have a great Major League Baseball career, for what it's worth.
Nah, I get it now,
he played parts of one season.
Yeah. Okay, nah, I totally get it. Yeah, but my man Will Clark is doing this while sitting in his garage. He's got a beer with him.
Uh-huh.
Looks like he's got some Zen. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Okay. Ooh. Doing the podcast.
Sounds kind of nice, actually.
He's ripping hitting coaches.
Okay.
And he's also doing batting practice in there, bro. He's got the whole cage and everything set up in the garage. He's really living the dream, bro. Listen.
I take my hip, full turn, wham, and I drive it this way.
He's in his garage. Okay?
That way you get a full hip turn. You get all your body, all your momentum, everything into the baseball.
Oh, yeah. Still got it.
Completely different sound when you catch them clean. When you catch them clean, you're like, oh, that was it right there.
Guy was a legend. I still remember when his rookie card
still
came out.
Still a legend,
out.
Dog. Yeah.
Everybody needed it. I bet that garage is dialed, too, like pristine.
Yeah.
There's like beer lights. Yeah, and
he's tearing them little balls up in there, bro. God. Yeah, shout out to that, man. Will Clark's podcast, Deuces Wild with Eric Burns and Will Clark. Is ridiculous for the clips I've seen.
22.
Yeah, I think Burns tells the story of he was in college at UCLA, woke up in the middle of the night, somebody was in his dorm room trying to steal his computer. Oh. So he woke up out of his sleep and like whooped this cat burglar basically.
Jeez.
Kind of a cool story.
Like LL Smith, LL Cool J did.
That's how he played outfield too.
LL Cool J beat somebody's behind up trying to break into his house. I mean, if you see the photos of the guy that went into LL Cool J's house, they look awful.
I mean, it's
at
a great...
At some point, you could tell he's like, let me go, dog. I'm out.
What's the safe word?
I can't imagine waking up in the middle of the night and thinking, somebody's in my house, I'm going to beat their ass. You know, it's either I'm running or I'm going to threaten them that I have a gun and they better run, right? But I'm not thinking, I'm going to go take this hardened criminal on.
Just go hand-to-hand it's combat like, style.
Yeah. No, that's definitely you shoot first.
Yeah. I mean, unless you know how to fight, then you're like, sweet, somebody's in my house.
Yeah, the stories of people that break into like these MMA fighter homes.
Those are the best.
It's just like, God, you picked the wrong house.
They're so unassuming, these MMA fighters, you know? Yeah. They always beating up people at the bars or something like that, like three guys at one time.
Yeah, what's the guy that always challenged somebody in the street and they always pick the MMA fighter or somebody like the guy, professional fighter?
They should do like bully beatdown, that type of thing.
Yeah.
The best was that Oklahoma football player who started picking on one of the wrestling kids in the bathroom, and that kid then kicked his ass. That went viral a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was awesome. Crazy.
In a bar bathroom.
Yeah.
The Knicks are up 3-1 in the series.
Big Body Brunson!
If I was you, put the whole house while you can. I'm putting my girl on it. I ain't gonna lie.
Stop playing with Mitchell Robinson. Derek White, I can see the shot clock in your forehead.
They don't want to play bully ball. They don't want to get in that paint for real. Want to shoot threes all day. I could do that. Put me in the game.
Let's go Knicks, baby. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go.
When we see Payton Pritchard, we're going to kick the out of
Even the ladies Knicks fans are tougher than every other team's fans.
I'm rooting for them because I love these clips. And Jalen Brunson, go get it, man.
Yeah, I love watching Knicks fans react to their team. Whether it's up or down, it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite pastimes in the NBA is Knicks fans.
Yeah.
Most excitable fan base in the league. I stand on that. Most excitable fan base in the league. Maybe in any league.
100%.
Maybe in any league. Question, though, which fan base is more delusional? Which can be more delusional? Knicks or Cowboys?
The Cowboys.
Man, I don't know.
I feel like the Knicks fans have known they've sucked for a long time.
Did you just hear that clip?
Yeah. Well, they're up 3-1 on the Celtics right now. I mean, they're going to the conference finals, where the Cowboys, unfortunately, we have not been in 30 years.
Yeah.
So, I can only speak for myself. I feel like we do have a lot of delusional Cowboy fans. And I can be one as well at times. Hell, I picked him to win the division earlier.
I mean, you should still be aware enough to know that, I mean, your best player is Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
How good are you, really?
I think he's better than you do. You've always been kind of anti-Brunson, but, man, that dude is clutch as hell.
I think the league has declined to a level that Jalen Brunson can appear to be postseason dominant.
I do like this. It's not that your take was wrong. The rest of the league has gotten so bad now. Jalen Brunson's good. Yeah. That's good. That's
you're right. You're right. He's dominating. Yeah.
Damn.
This watered down league. It's genius because now the Knicks fans get to go on this magic carpet ride. Maybe they win a championship.
I love it.
Maybe they do.
Yeah, first time since 73. That's the funny part about the Knicks. If you didn't know any better, you'd think they've been winning championships for years now.
The league I know, forever. They're probably first round roadkill in the playoffs. The league I grew up on, right? This is a 7 seed getting whacked by a 2. You know, maybe they could make it to the second round if they had a good matchup. But man, this is a different thing, Lucius.
I would think as of late, the Knicks fans can be more delusional. Cowboy fans used to be like that because every year was Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Maybe we finally settled in.
Yeah, we finally realized
we've been broken enough.
We suck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We didn't realize it until like late in the Garrett years, but we got it down.
Yeah, we figured it out.
All right. I'm with you guys for the Knicks.
Okay.
Knicks in 5, baby. I'm wiping noses. I'm not going to stop wiping noses.
Kevin Durant, don't you want to come to the Knicks?
We don't give a f*** about the Pacers. Janet Lyon, Jason Tatum tried. Knicks in 5.
I love Knicks fans crashing out, bro. Love it. One more, though. Hold on. Did I bleep this? Oh, yeah, I bleeped it. Because I love how you answer this question.
The Knicks are having open tryouts. What position you playing?
I'm playing point guard.
What?
What? Give me the rock.
They're having open tryouts. What position you playing?
I'm playing point guard.
Get point guard. You know why?
How high can you jump?
I don't jump high, but I could jump higher than Jason Tatum's mom. Get out of here. They talk funny in Boston. Where's the bar? Where's the car? Suck my How about that?
Jesus. Love New York.
Why are they
Knicks
always
fans,
trying
bro.
To sound like the evil superhero?
Love them, bro.
I'm cutting a promo for taking down the world right now. Talking about sports.
This is so confrontational.
Just by saying hello, it's confrontation.
Yeah, Knicks fans, bro. Love y'all. Doris Burke last night was on the call. Why did she pronounce Knickerbockers like that? Did you hear?
I saw it on Twitter. People were talking about that.
That's one I think you should just stay away from.
I love Knickerbockers, but you got to hit that K really strong.
Yeah, well, I trust you. I don't trust anyone else.
Time has been a nightmare for the Boston Celtics. You know who it hasn't been a nightmare for? The New York Knickerbockers. Whether it's
is that clear right there?
Wow. Yes. Passable.
Yeah. Passable.
It's too close for comfort.
I would just say New York.
Just say the Knicks.
Yeah. You know who it hasn't been a nightmare for? The home New team. York Knickerbockers.
It is a fun word, I guess, like as a nickname for a team, but no.
Knickerbockers is that's a fly word, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Speaking of N-words and whatnot, did y'all see that story about that woman that called a 5-year-old boy the N-word at a park?
No.
Y'all didn't see that?
No.
Hold on. What does your timeline look like?
Well, I haven't had a ton of internet connection.
Like Eric, that. Dog, do me a favor, bro. We have to talk about this later or something. How much time do we have?
You got it, dude.
Enough, dude.
Barely.
Floor's yours.
Barely. I need everybody to go to their Instagram.
Okay.
Go to your Explore page. And Eric, go around and tell me what photos you see on these guys' pages. Just random. If you see, yes. Tell me what you see. Do you see football? Do you see gals?
I see girls boobies?
And football and hockey.
I hit the magnifying glass or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, so Dawson's got a lot of soccer stuff.
God, look at you.
A lot of clean soccer stuff.
Look
here.
At you.
That's
Dawson.
A good algorithm. Algorithm to be proud of, right there. As a husband and a father. Bro. Look at Broadus's algorithm.
Yeah, look at that.
She's
janking it already.
Yeah.
Janking.
She's cooking.
Oh,
without
that
clothes
is.
On.
Yeah, but it's this lady chef. She's really
cooking
good.
With. Yeah, Kaya, Kia, cooking with Kaya. I can't remember that.
How's Wolchuk's doing
Natalie,
over here?
Natalie, cooking with Natalie.
Solid. It's a solid mix.
Wolchuk's, there's some sports and there's some ladies.
There's some ladies in
but
sports.
But they're clothed, so
love
that's a positive.
Saudi. I got clothed Saudi women. Saudi Arabia stuff?
Honey, that's classy, Wolchuk.
Clothed women. Okay. I was nervous when I first clicked
clothes shop in there. Shirts.
Okay, well, you guys have a really decent timeline.
Well, it's been a while.
Maybe I'm a degenerate. It up. Or maybe I'm just a degenerate. Cause
I got a bunch of fast food on mine, bro.
F1?
Burgers and wings.
I believe it.
Cheeseburgers on there.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a bunch of fast food on mine.
Yeah, I believe you, bro. I believe you. It's nothing but thighs, track. Fishing
thighs
and cars on my yeah, a lot of toes.
Dawson,
nice.
That's you have right. Dawson on there,
yeah. Like from 105.
Oh, Carter's cutting me up there talking about Cooper.
Yeah,
okay, that's good to know. Well, yeah,
interview. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. There was a woman, Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota. She claims that this 5-year-old boy, took her 18-month-old's diaper bag. Witness said the 5-year-old was grabbing a toy near the bag. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? The lady confronted the little boy and called him some M-bombs. Then a dude comes over there and confronts the woman about all the M-bombs she just dropped. And she doubled down!
Oh, no.
Did you call the child the word? It is my own business. You call him
First of all, I like he's helping, but at the same time, did you call this little N boy the N word? God dog, bro.
Did you call the child the N word? It is my own business. You call him. Okay, why don't you have the boss to say it right now again? Okay. All right, that's what you say.
Okay. That's crazy. Why don't you have the balls to say it again? And she dropped in 4 more times on that.
She
want
to play rough?
Called his bluff.
Wow. My thing is playing. Okay, there we go. Bill Simmons' pod was playing over here. All right, I'm going to get on out of here. But she went to a site called Give, Send, Go to raise funds for her protection. She said she needed to move and whatnot. She asked for $1 million. She's at 700K.
Wow.
Wild times we're living
in,
bro.
It is, man.
Wild times.
Ask for help.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and creek don't rise. That's my time. I got to bounce. Peace. Holla.
There he goes. Lucius Alexander's LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. It's time for a proper round tripper, Wolchuk. We've missed your baseball wisdoms and insights. Where are you taking it?
Yes, let's hear from Brett Boone after a week on the job and your quarter grades for the Texas Rangers.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.